Hey, BillO'Reilly.com Premier members, welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, April 28th, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. Got Glenn back in the bullpen. He's got a book on socialism. I'm going to chat with him. But first, want to fill you in on the pandemic. A bunch of states reopening, about 23 states out of the 50, getting back online. Texas, Friday's the big day in Texas. They're going to open up barbershops. Let me correct that. They're going to open up second phase of business reopenings, 25% capacity, retail stores, restaurants, movie theaters, malls, but they're going to space it out, okay? Barbershops, hair salons, bars, and gyms remain closed until mid-May in Texas, Ohio. On Ohio, they are going to open on May 4th. Construction, manufacturing, non-essential office work, but you got to wear a mask in the office, which is, you know, a lot of offices, that's good, you know, just for aesthetics. And then on May 12th, retail stores in Ohio, many of them open. Montana, churches are open, okay? But you got to see 6 feet away from the person praying next to you. Retail stores open Monday in Montana. May 4th, bars and restaurants will be open. Must close by 11:30 p.m. Students can return to class in Montana if local school boards approve May 7th. So all of this is good progress. Colorado, May 4th, offices open. May 1st, retail stores, barbershops, salons, personal trainers, tattoo parlors. I know we've all missed them. They can all open on May 1st, all right, this week. Tennessee, live music, no, and that's rough for Nashville, all right? But restaurants can open in Tennessee. Face coverings while in public are encouraged, not mandatory. Okay, so you can see the rollout happening. And it's fascinating because the left, generally speaking, doesn't want this. They don't want people opening up. So there's either two reasons. One, they're looking out for you. They don't want you to get sick. Or they don't want prosperity in America. Which is it? Roll the tape.
I've been watching medical associations, nurses associations, hospital associations tell governors, please don't do this. Please give us a stay-at-home order.
And then you go back to the sort of exponential rise that was happening, you know, before we put in social distancing. So the risk is very great for resurgence from these early openings.
The Trump administration's response has officially become a three-ring circus. In the center ring, of course, the president shamelessly encouraging states to reopen ahead of adequate testing capacity or supply chains.
All right, so the left doesn't, you know, they don't like anything Trump does. All right, we discount that. But isn't it interesting, though, that the ideology of liberalism in the media, they want all testing. It's impossible. Can't test everybody. I don't even know what good the tests do because you can test negative on Thursday and then get the virus on Sunday. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Let's run down for you. You might find this interesting. Where the $881 billion in stimulus spending has gone. That was the first bill. Now we got another one. $881 billion. And it's gone. All the money's gone. Here's where it went. Okay? $454 billion went to the Treasury Department to pay various things. $21.6 billion, airlines. Some loans, some outright gifts. American families, $156 billion. That's the $1,200 check that many of you got. $2,400 for couples. Cities and states to back their treasuries up, $95 billion. Small business relief, $349 billion. Unemployment insurance, $28 billion. Now, there's still money left over out of that first bill, but that's where it's going. Finally, as some of you know, I attended the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard and got a master's degree in public administration. Not as boring as it sounds. There's a poll coming out of the Kennedy School about patriotism. And they asked people 18 to 24, Americans 18 to 24, are you patriotic? 61% say yes, 37% say no. 37%. Now, the last time a patriotism poll was taken between 18 and 24-year-olds, all right, it was 89% patriotic, okay? At 11%, no. That was shortly after the 9/11 attack. So you can see how this country has drifted into anti-Americanism among the younger citizens. Roll the tape on this. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
All right, let's get to the mail. Judith, concierge member, and we've had a surge of those. Judith, I hope you're enjoying it. Bill, I truly believe the Democratic governors are dragging their feet to open. They have tasted power. It'd be hard for them to give it up. This is all about next November. It's all about next November, no doubt about it. James, I'm curious as to why we never hear about COVID in Mexico. Because the Mexican government doesn't keep the stats. They're not real interested in it. That's why you don't hear about it. Who's going to collect the stats? The drug cartels? Kevin, concierge member. Thank you, Kevin. It seems we're at war with China. Would you agree? No. We're not at war with China, but they're, as you heard, if you listen to President Trump yesterday, he's angry with them. But he doesn't want a war with them. He doesn't want an economic war. He doesn't want a shooting war. At this point in history, that would not be a good thing. I think all Americans, every one of us, should not buy any Chinese stuff. That's what I think. I'm not going to buy it. And we do have stuff in our store made in China. We'll get rid of that. I'm not ordering any more stuff made in China. Jason Faulkner, Carlisle, Ohio, new premium member. Really enjoy the No Spin News. What is Bill Gates's angle? I don't know. I don't know what his angle is. He and his wife do some good work in the medical research area. No doubt they do. But then he goes, this is China's not responsible. I don't know. I think the guy's so wealthy, nobody can tell him what to do. And he just spouts. But I don't know him. Corinne Morgan, Media, Pennsylvania. Monday's program was worth a year's premium membership fee. Thank you. You're so right that the interconnections of powerful people like Bill Gates, the WHO, and now, through your investigative reporting, the CSIS, raise so many questions about the pandemic. They do. I'm not going to sit here and let propaganda rule. That's why you're here. No propaganda zone. Linda Marley, Brunswick, Ohio. Did you foresee how awful the media and Dems would treat Donald Trump? I had an inkling. I never thought it would be this bad. When I wrote The United States of Trump, it was in swing. But now it is just crazed. And I didn't think it would reach that level. Lisa, tonight's investigative reporting was priceless. Your team's verification of issues are imperative, not only to your audience, but to all Americans. As always, Mr. O, thanks for the finest reporting on current events. And I am a BillO'Reilly.com podcast concierge member for life. I really appreciate that. Very nice of you, Lisa. William Cole, Decatur, Illinois, please explain lifetime membership. I have a very low fee for lifetime membership. It means you don't pay any renewal fees. And you get all 8 of my killing books. And I got it at a ridiculous price. I'm going to have to raise the price soon. So if you like this, that's the best deal on the planet right now, is lifetime membership in BillO'Reilly.com. Tom, I liked your shirt tonight. Was it a Yale logo? Yale? The shirt was at a Harvard logo. Not that I'm so thrilled with Harvard, but since I paid them so much money, I go to wear the shirt. We'll see you tomorrow.